Hey there, Dave here. And before we get started with today's episode about the top three things that we wanted to be growing up, I would like to shout out a guest appearance on another podcast that I did. I was on the Nostalgium Arcanum podcast this week talking about Happy Gilmore and Adam Sandler's 90s run more generally, but mostly Happy Gilmore. We ran through the plot of the entire movie, talked about our favorite jokes, all of that stuff. That was a very good time. I had an awesome time doing that with Doug. So please check out the Nostalgium Arcanum podcast where I talked about Happy Gilmore. I'll put a link down in the show notes so you can easily find that episode. And as always, I would like to thank the wonderful patrons who support this show. They are Chris Nelson, Zulgeek, Chris Copleen, Eric Guess, Rick Firestone, Nick Ficori, Jill, Jeff, formerly Jerf, Kieran, Soccer, ZNA, Cupcake, Kyle, Christian S., Matt, aka Stormageddon, JD, Doug Leaf, Jason Emery, Brian Skirsha, Randall, Jake Martin, Jenny E., and many more. Your support is always appreciated. And if you're listening and you would like to support the podcast, help me buy pizza rolls in the eternal struggle against the Bagel Bite Empire, you can do so at patreon.com/realDaveJackson. And with all that being said, let us get on to the show.
And this is a top three podcast.
Three,
two, one.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a top three podcast, After Dark, where we honor the time-old tradition of listing our favorite things and arguing about it. My name is Dave Jackson, joined today by Aaron IPA Guy Angle.
Sup, I'm an IPA guy. How was my After Dark voice? Was it all right? Was it the same?
I feel like it was the same. It's very smooth.
Thank you. Welcome.
We're also joined by Alan Nichols.
Hey, everybody.
That was the same voice that Alan always does. We're also joined by fan favorite Bloodbath McGrath.
All right, listen, this is what I will say. Aaron Angle is a hidden gem in the mime community. Frozen rope, invisible box,
the super strong wind.
Like he's wasting his talents. He needs to go to France and be a mime full time. Tattoo girl probably like
live on the streets. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would love if Aaron was on the streets.
Streets of France, absolutely.
Oh yeah, they would eat you up.
Wow,
I feel like Aaron could get a good plague going again, like Black Plague, bubonic mm-hmm. plague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
hanging out with the rats,
lots of fleas.
What's that in South Park where Cartman's like, "Are you French, Clyde? Beaucoup vous louchez à mes voix, Clyde."
Well, with all that being said, today we are going to do our top three things we wanted to be growing up, our childhood dreams, and specifically like kid-ass childhood dreams. Like maybe we've got like some real jobs floating around in here, but like all those weird things that little kids want to be, whether they're real or realistic or not. So, if this is your first time listening to the show, the way it works is we've all picked our top three things we wanted to be growing up. We're going to take turns going around with our number threes, then our number twos, then number ones, quick honorable mentions, and then a lot of listener write-ins for this episode. So want to get your guys' thoughts on this. We talked a little bit in our group chat, but I kept all of mine to stuff like when I was in elementary school. Like if it was something I was thinking about in junior high, I was too old for this topic. I don't want anyone to come up here and be like, I wanted to be an accountant or some shit. Like, so is that how you guys approach this too?
Mine are very practical. I feel like for as silly as I am, like regularly throughout, like even the serious parts of this podcast, like when I was a little kid, I was very like practical, and I tried to be not tried to be these things, but practice and blah, blah, blah. So, but what you're saying here is like, what's the age cutoff to where like you know, that becomes reality and not being so silly little kid stuff. I'm with you. If I'm not, if I am above fifth grade and thinking about it, it's a potential career path. This is what I wanted to be as a little kid. Even as practical as my answers are, these are all things that I wanted to be before I was 11, 12, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to be me how I am today, because I wake up every morning and I just piss excellence. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is on those, like, projects when you're in third grade, where I was like, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's what you wrote down. And it was weird because you spelled everything right and everything.
your handwriting was good.
Handsome, handsome mustachioed man. And I achieved it.
Yeah.
Good job,
man. Alan, what do you think?
Good job, 12-year-old me.
I kept mine. So I thought the agreement was that we could have two not real ones that we did want to be and one real one that we did be. I also kept it young because I...
Playful.
You know. Yeah, playful. Exactly.
Whimsical.
Try to bring some levity to this operation.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, I think the key thing, and, like, I explained this to all the, for all the listener write-ins, too, was that, like, yeah, if you wanted to be a doctor when you were a little kid, like, sure. But little kids also have a bunch of really weird fucking ideas about, like, what they want to be when they grow up. Like, stuff they saw on TV that afternoon. They'll, like, make that their whole personality for, like, 2 months. So.
Yeah. I want to be a Thundercat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, stuff like that. So.
That's a little bit of a gray area, because how many of us wanted to be Pokemon Masters, and we've gone on to be something of Pokemon Masters? Not me personally. I can't train those goddamn pocket monsters.
Yeah. If you got a pocket monster in real life, there's a lot more than just what happened in the show and video game. You're right, Bloodbath. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So, anything else about the topic today, Alan, you mad about anything?
No, I'm not mad about anything at all.
Okay, moving on.
I think chronologically with mine.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. And, we have a Michael Bumpus today. Aaron, hit the Michael Bumpus alarm.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo. You're in for Bumpus in the dark. things that go bump in the night. Michael Bumpus, nighttime.
I thought you were going with like a train thing. I was about to be like, now departing at Bumpus Station.
You always throw it to me. I can't always have the good ideas, Dave.
All right. Okay. Well, tell everybody what a Michael Bumpus is in case they are uninitiated.
Doesn't make sense. They should be, but I will. Michael Bumpus is the greatest football player of all time. If you ask somebody who their favorite football player is, and they say Michael Bumpus, you say, yeah, well, obviously. So who's your second favorite football player? A Michael Bumpus answer in accordance to top three is an answer that is so overwhelmingly agreed upon by the people in this on this podcast that we really should just spend a few seconds talking about it ahead of time so that we each don't talk about it individually. Again, it's called a Michael Bumpus answer because it is overwhelmingly the best answer or an answer that would be on any of our lists. Go Seahawks.
That's right. So today, our Michael Bumpus is, of things we wanted to be when we were growing up, is a professional athlete, which I feel confident in saying that at least three of us wanted to be a professional athlete. So guys, why a professional athlete? What did you want to be? What position? What team, all that jazz.
As this is what I wanted to talk about is like, it's very obvious. Like when you're a little kid and you love sports, you know, little kids idolize athletes, and athletes are 90% of the time just awful people. These are not people little kids should be idolizing or want to be, but what is the best?
I wanted to be Ron Artest.
Wait, who's that guy that I wanted to be? Latrell Sprewell.
Okay. Yeah, dude.
So let's knock the obvious things off the board. You're rich, you're famous, you're playing a game that you love. These are the reasons you want to be a professional athlete. I'm going to tell you this right now. The what I wanted to be the most when I was, this would have been my number one. It would not have, I wouldn't have had to think about it. I would have wanted to play shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles. That's it. Like, backup answer, playing point guard for the Hornets, but Muggsy played point guard for the Hornets, and he's my favorite player ever. But playing shortstop for the Baltimore Orioles, being a professional baseball player, I was like, because when you're a little kid, you think you can do it. Like, right? You haven't hit puberty yet. You don't know what you're going to turn into. But I always thought playing shortstop would be the coolest thing, playing it for the Baltimore Orioles, my favorite team. So I'm with you. This should be the Michael Bumpus. This is the thing I wanted to be the most before I realized that puberty had stopped. So, yeah. Number 19.
Alan, how about you? Professional athlete would have been on your list, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, exact same circumstance that Aaron did. It's like it came out of my own mouth, except Omar Vizquel.
it was literally
the entire conversation about having to regret the players that we loved in the past. But yeah, shortstop, Cleveland Indians, regrets. But yeah, I think, like you said, 3 out of 4, definitely. Probably bloodbath at one point or another in some sport, Michael Phelps or something like that. Like diving from extreme heights, I'm thinking. X-game.
Yeah. Or bloodbath would have been like one of those like darts players that like hits like a triple 20 three times in a row and takes his shirt off and yells at everybody on ESPN in like the middle of the summertime.
All right. But you know, you guys, Michael Bumpus, this answer. I'm like, wouldn't it just been such a fun shock if I had wanted to be a professional athlete? Spoiler, like I didn't. Like, no, never a desire to do that, but
right
would have really thrown everybody for a loop.
Would have been, yeah, it'd have been really funny if you were like, yeah, I wanted to be a hockey player until I was like 13. For me, I wanted to be a basketball player. That was my thing. Cause when I was a kid, like basketball is still my favorite sport, but Michael Jordan was like my favorite athlete ever. So I wanted to be a basketball player. And then I started playing organized basketball and I scored like 2 to 4 points per game. And I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe this isn't going to happen. Maybe
I'll work for animal control.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll go work at the local dog shelter and then I'll be a basketball player, like the Happy Gilmore plan, basically. So
smart plan.
Yeah. So
never
yeah.
Met Carl Weathers.
Yeah, that's true. Never got a chance. R.I.P. the GOAT.
R.I.P.
So we went over our Michael Bumpus pro athlete. 3 out of 4 of us wanted to be a pro athlete. So let's get into our lists proper. And I'll start with my number 3. What was my number 3? I wrote these down earlier. My number 3 is, I wanted to be a paleontologist after I watched Jurassic Park, and I feel like a lot of people had the same experience. We all saw, what was that guy's name, Alan? Dr. Grant? Was that his name?
Dr. Alan Grant.
Dr. Alan Grant.
That's right.
He's a hero to
him. Exactly. Yeah. So we all watched Jurassic Park when we were probably too young to watch Jurassic Park. And while the T-Rex probably scared the shit out of us, we all saw the paleontologist at work was like, I want to get paid to dig up dinosaur bones, and then maybe I'll meet an alive dinosaur one day. But I wanted to be a paleontologist. My parents got me those kits where it was like, you know, like a block of fucking dirt, and then inside was like some plastic bones or something. They gave you like a brush and like some picks and shit to like get the bones out of it. And I loved those things. So yeah, paleontologist, that's my number 3.
I have a list of about 7 of them, and paleontologist is not on my list, but it is definitely an honorable mention that I was going to say. And not only is it an honorable mention, it's for the exact same reasons, because I saw Jurassic Park and I was like, holy fuck, even after all the turmoil Dr. Alan Grant went through, I still would think that would be really cool. So I was big into dinosaurs. I love the Jurassic Park toys. I didn't have one of those things, but like, for a while, my mom every year would take me and my sister to the Children's Museum in Indianapolis. And one year they had an exhibit where you could basically pretend to be a paleontologist. They had this giant room that was just full of dirt and you could brush shit off and pick out the bones and stuff. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So, Dave, I'm with you. You're not alone. You're definitely not alone on this one. Being a paleontologist would be fucking sweet.
Oh, yeah. No, this was a a field that I still want to go into, right? I mean, if you restart, who doesn't want to just go travel across the world and dig up dinosaur bones?
Yeah.
That's the only reason that's not on my child one. But I think you're right. I think that everybody had that Jurassic Park experience.
Alan Nichols, dinosaur lawyer.
So it's my 10-year plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Smart.
For sure. Bloodbath, what about you? Paleontologist?
No, never.
No.
Never, never.
Okay.
No.
All right. Moving on.
Too much fast.
Too much risk of coming in contact with dinosaurs.
That's true. Fair. Yeah.
So I will put paleontologists in a list of jobs that I think even as a kid, I kind of quickly understood that like, yes, I watched Jurassic Park and it's like about being the paleontologist that was fun to me in that movie was the fact that like Alan Grant was like basically fighting dinosaurs. And it's like, so it's not really a paleontologist. Like, I want to be that guy fighting dinosaurs, which doesn't necessarily mean I'm a paleontologist as much as just
that's true.
I could have been any guy at that point in time. Like, it's a fucking dinosaur.
That's true. So. You could have been Wayne Knight fighting dinosaurs.
No, let's be fair. Yeah. Bloodbath wanted to be Jeff Goldblum. Now, Bloodbath again comes with a lot of math being Jeff Goldblum's character in that movie.
I can't do the laugh.
All right, so that's my number three, paleontologist. And Aaron, what's your number three?
I'm going to do my silly one now, like the thing that so when I was a little kid, I really wanted to be a wizard. And when Harry Potter came out, Harry Potter it's more so like I wanted to go to Hogwarts and live that experience. When the Sorcerer's Stone came out, Harry Potter was 10 years old, and I believe we were also 10 years old. I think we were the same age as Harry Potter was growing up through that. So while it's on the end of what I would consider me being a child, like if I'm going to pick one silly thing, which I wasn't going to do, I am going to go with a wizard. And I would be a wizard that gets their owl letter and goes to Hogwarts and has the sorting hat and blah, 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 blah. That world was always really cool to me. Let's just be completely fair. We can take Harry Potter out of this equation. Being a wizard would be fucking sick. Maybe Gandalf's your wizard. Maybe the guy from Dynasty Warriors. Maybe that's or not Dynasty Warriors. What was that game on the 64 called?
Quest 64?
Gauntlet Legends.
Yeah, maybe Gauntlet Legends is where you got your wizard. But if I'm going to go like one thing, because, you know, it's in the same line as being a Pokemon master or wanting to be a tiger. Like, right? Like, if I'm going to pick like the one weird thing when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, dude, if this were real, this would be so cool. It would be being a wizard in the Harry Potter universe. I would be excellent at charms. I would be the best at charms. Give me the charms. I'm the charms guy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm gonna short and sweet. I wanted to be a wizard when I was a kid. Being a wizard would be sick. I want to be a wizard now. But when I was a little kid, yeah, the Harry Potter thing was so huge when it came out that like I would love to engross myself in that world. So my number three is gonna be a wizard in the Harry Potter universe.
Not going to lie, when you first said wizard, before you started talking about Harry Potter, I was like, oh, like Merlin. He wanted to be like Merlin when he was a little kid. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Merlin's tight.
The old text pronounces it Merlin, but go on, Dave. Pop off, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't fuck with the old text. Sorry. It's old for a reason.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's real. What I just said.
That's right.
Oh, dude, just be talking. I was buying that, man. I was like, oh, he must have read a book about Merlin.
Yeah. I took a class in college about Merlin, so.
I read Sir Gawain, and I'm like, I know everything.
Yeah, dude. I didn't think of Harry Potter or, like, wizardry when I was putting my list together, but, like, everybody read Harry Potter or watched the movie or something and like picked up a stick in their backyard and was like, well, I'll just try it. Let's see if it, you know, it might work. So I wanted that.
Alan was just in his backyard with a stick going, Crucio, Crucio, Crucio.
Yeah. At just, squirrels and shit.
Yeah, just praying the squirrel would just start twitching.
That's what I do in the afternoons. Stare out my window. People walk by all the time. No, Wizard would be great. I didn't read Harry Potter until, I don't know, like 7th or 8th grade, I think. That's when I discovered Harry Potter. So I didn't include that as like, because that's still, I'm hoping that I will end up getting a Hogwarts letter. And they're like, oh, there's been some terrible mistake. We're so sorry, Mr. Nichols.
Yeah. So you can do a Billy Madison situation at Hogwarts.
We're just going back to Billy Madison situations. That's very funny. I will tell you this, dude. I was in gifted classes in elementary school, which sucked because they made you stay in from recess to take tests and shit. But the only reason I was is because I read The Sorcerer's Stone in 5th grade and took the accelerated reader test on it and fucking nailed it. And like people in Covington were like, oh my God, Aaron Engle is a fucking genius.
The scientists, they did the scientist voice from South Park where they're like, by God.
They took the glasses off. That's so funny.
That's good. All right. So Aaron's number three, being a wizard. Alan, what's your number three?
Like I said, I did mine in chronological order. So the earliest thing I remember wanting to be was an amusement park employee. Pony Island in Cincinnati. It was a local water park, and we go there in the summer, and I thought, man, that'd be fun. Like free entry, right? There's a wave pool, water slide, like one of the big tube ones. Yeah. Dippin' Dots. They had those.
I love how every once in a while Alan really hits the essence of what the idea for the episode is. Like, for the most part, Alan, you're very practical, you're reasonable, you do a good job of arguing your points, but every once in a while you'll come up with the perfect answer that nobody thought of. And this is like when you are a little kid and you go to a new, Alan's right, like you go there and you're like, man, I bet when they shut everything down, they just get on the tilt-a-whirl for 6 hours, but really they're just like doing crack behind the tilt-a-whirl. But this is, I'll shut up. I'll shut up.
They are,
yeah, exactly. Alan, this to me is like the in essence of what this top three episode should be about. This is a wonderful answer. I love it.
Yeah, it's that little kid logic of like, oh, this place is great. I love this place. It must be amazing to work here because this place is cool because I'm six.
I want to be the guy behind the ticket counter at Chuck E. Cheese because he has control of all the cool toys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I love Alan's answer. Like, an amusement park employee, like, you know, union job, I get like a nice 401k that I can invest wisely in and watch it grow. I only have to work about 20 years, then I can like retire and live off my investments. Like,
there is no fucking way that carnies are unionized employees. Is that real? Is that true?
I'm sure there are.
Maybe for Barnum and Bailey, but like all of them? Or what is that? whatever that circus is.
Oh no, dude. The more famous they get, the less likely there is that there's a union. They're going out like cracking kneecaps and shit.
Because I just feel like carnies are like, I just think about that episode of The Simpsons where the carnies trick the Simpsons into living in their house. And I'm like, well, if you got to trick somebody into giving up their own house, you're probably not in a union. But the idea of carnies being in a union is also very funny to me.
Yeah, we were beaten by the best.
What? Just Simpsons quotes. Don't worry about it, Alan.
Yeah, that's what I figured. All right. So Alan's number three was to be an amusement park worker. I love it. I love the logic. All right. Bloodbath, what's your number three?
My number three is I wanted to be Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. Like, I just straight up wanted to be Spider-Man. Like, I was like, I don't know how it's going to happen. I had to somehow accidentally get bitten by a spider or mute. All right, listen, Spider-Man, but like I kept the door open to be like mutated by any sort of a cool creature to be a superhero. So like it didn't have to be a spider. It could have been a chameleon or
an octopus.
An octopus. I could be Octopus Man. I'd be Octopussy, the Kraken.
Praying Mantis, you know, Man.
Yeah, Praying Mantis Man, Ant-Man,
Dung Beetle Man.
Slug dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, dude, like, I just, like, slug like, dude. Just the idea that, like, you could just be a superhero was, like, I don't know, man, that really kept me going when I was a little kid. Like, it was...
The idea that you could kind of become one, you didn't have to be born one like Superman.
Yeah.
Or that, like, you know, vigilanteism was, like, something people would just let you do. Like, no one was gonna be like, hey, you can't just get involved.
Beat the shit out of people, man.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, sir, this is a police investigation. You can't just, like, start looking for clues.
This is a crime scene.
I like to imagine the way that dream ended for Bloodbath was he like took a swing at a speed bag and broke three fingers and he was like, all right, I can't fight justice.
Yeah.
Well, no, dude, that would have just been, oh, of course that happened. I didn't get bit by the radioactive squirrel yet. Like, I have to, like, of course, like, I broke all my fingers, but like once the squirrel bites me, then I can like punch that speed bag off the wall because squirrels are strong, right? Every creature is like stronger than I think they're actually like are. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wanted to be Spider-Man too, and the closest I got was doing that thing in the shower when the water runs down your arm and you do the hand thing and let the shit let the water shoot off your fingertips. It looks like you're shooting the webs. That's the closest I got though.
See, regular people were jacking off in the shower around this time. People like Dave Allen, Bloodbath, and I were fucking practicing the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah, when we were seven, yeah, everyone else was jacking off in the shower.
Everybody else was jacking off hardcore, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's a good answer, Bloodbath. Like, any little kid wanting to be any superhero is a good answer, but Spider-Man, super cool. So, all right. That's number three. Moving into number twos, and my number two, this is the most serious of the answers on my list, and it's the one that persisted the longest, which is when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vet. That was my number one, like, thing I wanted to be from, I don't know, probably, like, late elementary school on. Like, once I had, like, the concept of jobs, and it wasn't just like, oh, that guy in the movie, he works with dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs. So that's my dream, you know, or I want to be Spider-Man or something like that. So I wanted to be a vet and this persisted for a while. I like job shadowed vets when I was in high school. Me and Alan worked at a vet's office together in high school. I went to college to like study biology. My grades were shitty. So I like immediately was like, oh, you're not getting into vet school. That's not happening for you. So that's where that died. But I continued to work with animals for a really long time. And I think the reason I wanted to be a vet was, number one, we had like over a dozen dogs throughout my childhood, probably close to 20, like through the years. But also there was this show called Emergency Vets on like on Animal Planet or something that we watched all the time. And I really loved that show. So I was like, yeah, of course. Definitely nothing that they're cutting out of the TV show that would be really terrible for the people working there. That looks fun, so I want to do that. So that's my number two.
We all of us, share the same affinity and love for animals, right? We all love animals. We all think they're cool. We're all essentially Brian Fellow, Tracy Morgan's character on Saturday Night Live. We love them. So I like this answer, Dave, because I have a very similar answer for my number one. But I think it all goes back to this, just it's like you said, you grew up with animals, you've been around them forever, you're interested by them, you care about their well-being. Like, if you're logically thinking about like having a job that involves you constantly being in interaction with them, that is not easy to become, but relatively like a common job. Like, you know, we have them in Troy, you know what I'm saying? I really like this. I really like this answer on that level, but I really do think it just comes back to the fact that like you love animals. And that's what it is. So why wouldn't you want to work with them?
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't know. I feel like wanting to be a doctor, like a people doctor, is a real job that like lots of kids want to be doctors. And I never wanted to be a doctor. I always wanted to be a vet. I don't want to fuck with people at all. I just wanted to like hang out with cool dogs, because that's all that being a vet entails, is just hanging out with cool dogs.
And every once in a while, somebody's got a reptile and you're like, ah, thank God I can remember my second year of grad school when we did that 5-week course on reptile parts. I got
it. Exactly. Oh, it just turns out that I'm a ferret specialist. Hell yeah.
Say like, I mean this in a pause. I mean this sad.
Oh, he's going to say something racist. Oh shit.
I love how we went to college at a time in history and culturally where nobody necessarily batted an eye or tried to like give us any sort of direction when we all decided to do things like, for example, like, oh, Dave wants to go be a vet. Alan wants to be an archaeologist. Aaron wants to be a marine biologist. Bloodbath wants to be a journalist. Like, which was common at this point. Part, you know, in history where, like, you know, everyone goes to like freshman year of college and then lots of people change their majors right away. Like, oh, okay, you know, rocket scientist was like a little like bit of a stretch. Like, I actually feel like I'm better at like, you know, sociology, so I'm gonna be a social worker. Like, whatever, like, not that I'm putting one down or not. I'm just saying, like, you know, we come from that era where like everybody was like, oh, God, I'm gonna go like, you know, an archaeologist in Ohio, like, okay, like, what, in 2006, like, what, was there a huge job market for that? Versus today, like, my 16-year-old and, like, all of her friends and most of the kids I would work with, like, they all want to go be, like, electricians or plumbers or, like, welder. Like, they all want to go and get, like, trade jobs because they're just, like, that's, like, what the economy looks like now. So it's a very like different time when like you had this generation of kids who was just like, hey, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to be an actor,
you know?
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you, Bloodbath. We were told that we could be whatever we wanted as long as we put the work in. And I still feel like, you know, it's kind of unfair to say that that's not how it is, because if you do put in the work and you really want to do those things, you can still do them. But like, it was kind of presented to us as this idea that like, it's actually not hard. You just go to school for 4 years and you'll be fine. And then boom, all of a sudden, you can be a vet, like, you know, and you're right. It's not like that anymore. I do feel like people younger than us are taking practicality and like what will actually make you money into consideration. I mean, I'm telling you this right now. If I had a kid, they didn't know what to do, I'd be like, man, go fucking study computers or, you know, go be an engineer, because that's where the money's at. It's a smart kid. And that's where it's at.
Know what you want to do? Go get like a short term trade school thing that you can go and you can work after, you know, a year or 2 years, all you figure out what you want to do. You know, don't invest your money and your energy in something like a longer term investment needs.
Are we all saying college is kind of bullshit? Is that what we're saying right here?
No, college is not bullshit.
Okay, cool. Because I don't agree with that.
But, you know, like there are other options. I agree with Bloodbath. Insofar as he's saying that, like, there was a time where college was pushed as the only option.
Or maybe it was
framed as other options were going to limit you or were a mistake.
Yeah. All of us grew up and realized that the garbage truck drivers make more money than we do.
They're in a union.
Yeah.
Or just... that we were told that was a wise investment on our part. Like, yeah, sure, go, you know, go spend $60,000 on a degree in like liberal arts or philosophy or like, you know, English or whatever. Like, that will pay off in the long run. And it's like, not that it won't, or not that it might not be fulfilling, but just sort of, you know, we were definitely down to like aim for the stars, that it was an investment to make, even though it's like, oh, like, I don't know how many jobs there are in philosophy. Like, maybe that wasn't the best route to go. So, but that's, I find that interesting dealing with kids today and like seeing such a change in everyone's perspective.
Whether that's good or bad. I don't know. I mean, I work at a university and I talk with college students every day, and there are just as many of them that don't really know what they want as, you know, I felt like were around me when I was in college. But anyway, not to take this even further down that rabbit hole, but yeah, I don't know how many kids are going to college. Like, if they're like, I want to be an actor, like, they're like, well, I have to go to college to be an actor. Like, it probably was more that way 20 years ago, but not now. So,
yeah.
Well, real quick, let me say one thing. Like, if you do want to be a famous actor, you have to go to college. Like, anymore, like maybe back in the day, you could get that way going through stand up, and still to this day, you can. But if you look at a lot of people in Hollywood who are acting, go to their Wikipedia page. They studied 4 years somewhere. I promise you. It's still, if you want to be an actor, that is still an advantage because you are getting, you know, some sort of tutelage from it. But like, if my kid tells me I want to be an actor, I need $86,000 to go to Northwestern to learn this shit, I'm gonna be like, hey, listen, homeboy, you ain't even funny, dog. You better get into computers.
Yeah, exactly. You better learn how to drive that garbage truck.
Yes, sir. So. Union.
All right. So that was my number two, being a vet. Aaron, what is your number two?
My number two thing that I wanted to be when I grew up was a cartoonist. I was obsessed with comic strips when I was a little kid. Now, I know when you're thinking like, oh, you read comic books like Spider-Man and all that. No, I'm talking about the Sunday funnies. I'm talking about the funnies in every newspaper. And we've talked about this before, love Calvin and Hobbes. I love Garfield. I like Zitz. I would read, you know, I love Peanuts. I would read all of the comics every single day. Like, we didn't get a newspaper at my house, but my grandmother lived like two blocks away and she got the newspaper every single day. And I would get out of school and I would get on my bike and I would drive to my grandmother, or I would ride to my grandmother's house, and I would go in her house, eat an oatmeal cookie, and I would read the comic strips. I thought that like, dude, it's so stupid to be like, do you guys know who Jim Davis is? He's the guy who created Garfield. All I wanted to be when I was a little kid was what Jim Davis was doing. I was obsessed. I was even at the point where, like, you know that that Donald Glover stand up where he talks about how much he loved Chris Rock, that he did his like black people bit, but instead he would use the word vampires, and he was like, I would just practice. I would just practice Chris Rock bits out loud because I wanted to do stand up so bad, and I didn't know how to edit that. I would just do Chris Rock bits out loud to get into what it is. It was the same thing for me, dude. I would see Garfield comics and I would just draw them down. I would make the boxes, I would make the cartoon bubbles, and it would literally be a comic I had already seen. I was obsessed. Now, it is and something we haven't really talked about a lot already in this episode, it is a harsh reality check when you realize that you are not good enough to do something. I knew very early on that I was never going to play basketball. I knew very early on I was never going to be a baseball player. I knew after about 3 years of being obsessed with being a cartoonist that I was not good enough to draw a cartoon. I can't draw worth a fuck. And that's what's the crazy thing is, like, I was so obsessed with it and wanted to do it so badly that I practiced and I practiced and I practiced. And I, you know, tried to learn how you format like a good joke around. Like I was like a little kid. I was like 6, 7 years old. Like, how do I write a perfect comic? I would write the comic strip out and I would give it to like my dad, and he would be like, wasn't that the Garfield comic 3 days ago? And I'm like, yeah, but like, how's it look? He's like, it's good, I swear. You know, so I'll stop this right now. I was obsessed with funnies, like cartoon comics in the newspaper when I was a kid. I practiced all the time, never got better at it, but I always thought that would be the coolest job ever. So stop right there. Number two, being a cartoonist, specifically one that writes the Sunday funnies.
An evil cartoonist?
I mean, a lot of them are. You've read Doomsbury.
First of all, Aaron, you mentioned Jim Davis. Like, I have 7 Jim Davis tattoos on my body. Like, I know everything about Jim Davis.
That's a weird, ugly man, but, like, I respect you more now.
That's cool, dude. There was definitely a phase in like elementary school where like everybody wanted to make comics. Like I remember like at recess or like, you know, there was like an in, like sometimes you'd have indoor recess because the weather was shitty because we were in Ohio. All the kids would just get together and be like, hey, do you want to make a comic book? And everybody would start drawing like stick figures and like, oh, we're not very good at this. Like, all right, well, yeah, I don't know. I definitely wanted to do that too.
I didn't want to like draw the comics. I kind of just wanted to be Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes when I was in elementary school. But I never like thought about making comics. I've never been like artistically creative like that as far as like drawing or painting or anything like that. So when I loved the like the comics in the newspaper too, but I never ever thought about like making my own ever. Being Garfield would be cool though. I dig that idea.
Lasagna and naps all day. Dave, like I wish I had him. I had literally like when we would go to like Walmart, I would make my mom buy me a notebook because I had notebooks on notebooks on notebooks of either me. Because another answer I floated around that I didn't put on my list was I really wanted to be an author. Like, right. Like I was obsessed with Goosebumps when I was a kid. So I would make my stepdad I would tell him what I wanted him to type out or write down, and he would write it down. I wanted to be an author too, a cartoonist, just some sort of creative something. And that did leak into my college life to some degree, but I had binders full of either comic strips that I had written or comic strips that I had directly copied. Like I loved Garfield and I loved Zitz and I love Peanuts. Dude, I loved Beetle Bailey. Like I just thought the medium of this kind of entertainment was so wild. And here's the crazy thing today, like you see a lot of like, you know, I'm on Reddit a lot, you see a lot of different like comic strips like on Reddit that people are posting and shit all the time. I haven't looked at a newspaper to read the funnies in. I mean, Tip City doesn't have funnies. How fucking weird is that? Troy, like, you know, the Tip City newspaper barely exists. The Troy newspaper barely exists. You can't even find the comic strips in them anymore, man. It's a dying like medium. And you know, if you're not Jim Davis, you didn't make enough money before it ended.
Yeah.
The guy who made Dilbert, I think made some cash, but yeah.
Yeah. But dude, the guy that made Dilbert also said some like horrifically racist and sexist things. And yeah, I've always been one of those people that like my stepdad liked Dilbert, but he was like, you know, in his mid 20s during the tech boom. And I just did not find Dilbert funny. I pretended to so that my stepdad would like me, but I thought Dilbert was fucking dumb, dude. So like, I don't feel bad that, what was his name? It doesn't matter. Scott really liked Dilbert. And I was like, of course you do.
Oh man, Scott catching strays during the podcast. All right. So
sound clip.
Aaron's number two was to be a cartoonist. Alan, what was your number two?
So in 1993, Jurassic Park was released.
Yes, it was.
That's right.
And that changed my worldview. Because prior to that, I did want to be an amusement park operator, but I also got the event, like Dave mentioned. That was sort of a lasting gig that I had envisioned. And this movie, Jurassic Park, made me realize that, holy shit, in a few years, we'll have dinosaur vets. And that's going to be a booming industry because this one thing, you know, it's in movies. It's going to be in reality soon. And once there's one of those parks, everybody's going to want to go. They're going to make more than one Jurassic Park. They're going to need dinosaur vets. So I thought dinosaur vet or Jurassic Park employee of some kind, preferably like an outdoor job. But yeah, so dinosaur vet is what I would say, or otherwise Jurassic Park employee.
An evil Jurassic Park employee.
Bloodbath, don't stop. It gets funnier every time you do that, dude. So I just, when Al was like, there will be Jurassic Park events, I was like, they would just be like, hey, come see our gang of Diplodocuses at the Hera Arena. the University of Cincinnati basketball stadium. Wow, that's really so. I can barely hear you, Alan. You are saying dinosaur, like a veterinarian for dinosaurs,
veterinarian,
right?
Veterinarian, yes. A veterinarian for dinosaurs, or a Jurassic Park employee otherwise, you know.
It's the same thing with Dave wanting to be a vet, man. Like, you and we talked about it. You have an affinity for animals. You like them. Dinosaurs fucking kick hella ass, dude. I totally get it, man. So, Alan, if you specialized in one kind of dinosaur, what would it be?
I would say probably the Julie Angle, I think, would be the dinosaur I'd specialize in.
Just lazy. Stop. Why does Bloodbath always laugh at the laziest? Just lazy.
Yeah. Low effort podcasting at 11:42 p.m.
Listen, man, this is top three after dark, dude. We are not sharp right now, except for Aaron, who took a shot of tequila before this.
Yeah.
I'm three beers deep. I think
you're doing a great job, dude, and I love you.
Yeah.
The girl at the liquor store gave me a shot of Jameson.
Shot of Jameson?
Yeah, this girl at the liquor store, like, bought two, airplane bottles of Jameson. She's like, here, take this with me.
There's this very hot girl who comes in on Saturday night sometime, and whoever's, like, in there, she's like, let's buy shots, let's do them. She's cool.
But, I would be down to be, like... I like Alan's logic. It's like, well, like, surely this is just, you know, scientifically accurate, and we will be soon to have dinosaurs roaming the earth again.
Yeah, it's like, well, since Jeff Goldblum invented how to make dinosaurs, then the real scientists in real life will take his method or whatever, and they'll make real dinosaurs in like 2 years. Tops.
I mean, may not have one in Troy, but like we'll get one in Columbus or Cincinnati.
In Cleveland for sure. Yeah,
there'll be zoos.
I just want to point out, Alan said doing something outside working with the dinosaurs. So I feel like reality, Alan is just cleaning up the dinosaur poop, which is still
that would be
most likely
job.
It's, you know, I think my biggest takeaway from watching Jurassic Park was that I don't want to be anywhere near those dinosaurs, like the living ones, because all the people who did in the movie got eaten. So, yeah, good luck with that, Alan.
I mean, there are herbivores. Maybe the people near them got eaten. Maybe. Most of them left on a boat in the helicopter.
Yeah, like three people left in the helicopter.
Yeah, I mean, there were those. I mean, they did eat some people. They did eat some people.
I mean, if you're going to get dinosaurs roaming the earth again, like, some people are going to get eaten. That's just...
This is right. This is right. But we're trying to get jobs, Dave.
Yeah, I got to crack a few eggs to get an omelet.
Right, Dave? That's fair, I suppose. All right. So, that was Alan's number two, which is to be a dinosaur vet. Or really, you know, he's not picky, just anywhere at Jurassic Park. He'll be fine. Bloodbath, what was your number two?
My number two, now this is slightly more abstract, so I guess I wouldn't necessarily have a title, but I just wanted to invent a time travel machine.
Mm-hmm.
So love I guess it. If you want to call me an inventor, a mad scientist, whatever, I just watched Back to the Future a lot, and I was like, I could do this. Like, they're onto something here. I just need a DeLorean and... a flux capacitor, which is never explained how or why it works, but it is the key to making time travel possible.
Right.
And then go 88 miles an hour. Like, so I figured speed had something to do with it, and electricity, and like just wanting it really bad. Like, no basis in scientific research or anything. Just like, well, I mean, it's gadgets, and then science happens, and then you get the outcome you want. Yeah. So,
that is how science works. So, like, did you ask your parents to, like, find you a flux capacitor?
Every day.
Wait till your birthday.
They were unsuccessful. Santa Claus never got me that flux capacitor. Damn. No, but I mean, I will say, I watched Back to the Future so much, I broke the tape, like, the VHS copy, three times. Like... when you hear the story, like, when I hear the story now, like, you know, I was, like, three or four, I'm just like, oh, this sounds like the behavior of an autistic child. Like, I had to watch it, like, 10 times in a row. I also had a habit, like, I don't think maybe, like, the first copy of Back to the Future was this way. but like we had it on, my parents had like copied it off TV, like HBO or something like that. So it was on, you know, it was a copied movie. And like we would go to the video store and I would see a copy of Back to the Future. I'm like, okay, but can I rent Back to the Future? And they're like, well, we have it at home. I'm like, yeah, but like maybe this one's different. Because it's from Blockbuster.
It doesn't have the lines during the opening sequence.
The one from Blockbuster has a sex scene in it. It's real, real weird.
Oh, I was always like, maybe there's like extra scenes or something. But I will say, one year, I was like maybe six, they bought me for Christmas because they knew how much I liked Back to the Future, and I would try and make Time Machine out of like toys or whatever. They got me this, it was like, I sold it at Radio Shack. It was for kids, but it was like a huge, like you would build a circuit board. You would do like experiments. It had a book that came with it, and like you would put batteries in it, and like you would put like diodes and cathodes and like stuff together, like the way they would show you too. And it would show you how to like make a circuit board. So like, I guess they like definitely encouraged it, but, alas, puberty hit and there was no more science happening in my world. It was all just the only science that happened after that was trying to find out how to make the Spice Channel come in clearer.
Yeah. You had to mess with the antenna and shit like that.
Yeah. That's when I learned about waves and how wave science works.
Name a big wave science guy.
All right. So that was Bloodbath's number two, which was to be the inventor of time travel or just any sort of mad scientist.
Mm-hmm. Inventor is a cool answer. It's a cool answer.
Yeah. I still believe in you. You can go to night school and become a mad scientist. Don't let anyone tell you can't do that.
God damn right.
Yeah, dude, you drink enough cough medicine, bro. You could be anything.
So, getting into number ones and starting with my number one, which was actually mentioned earlier in the show, and it's by far my number one. The number one thing that I wanted to be as a kid was a Pokemon trainer. Easily. Oh, yeah.
An evil Pokemon
trainer? No contest. I wanted to be a Pokemon trainer. And I was thinking, like, there wasn't any,
an evil Pokemon trainer?
Some are, man. Look at Gary, dude.
That's true. Look at Team Rocket. No, I definitely would not have joined Team Rocket. I have a little bit more spine than that. But I didn't have a plan. I did throw those like Pokeball plushies or the plastic Pokeballs you got at Burger King that one time they had that promotion going. I did throw those lightly, but I did throw those at my dogs trying to catch them inside the Pokeballs. So I guess I was like trying out, you know, once again, same thing with the Harry Potter wand and a stick. You try it and you're like, well, maybe it'll work. I'll be real dumb if I never try it, you know? So I did try that, but there was no other real plan, but I did want to be a Pokemon trainer more than anything. The world of Pokemon, when you're a kid and before you start thinking about how, like, you know, you catch all these creatures and you love them and they love you back, and then you make them fight other creatures to the death. Before you start thinking about all that, it's like fucking magic. It's just like the most magical, wonderful fictional universe when I was like 10 years old. So I was thinking about this. I'm sure that other generations have their version of this, but like, you guys would agree, we were like right in the sweet spot for a bunch of huge media things, like throughout like our childhood up through like when we started high school. Like when you're like very receptive to new stuff like that, like we had Pokemon, which became the biggest media franchise in the entire world. That shit started when I was 10. So like it was made for me, basically. Same with Harry Potter. Like the age that you are most receptive to Harry Potter, I was that age when Harry Potter came out. And then like Lord of the Rings, and then like Star Wars movies came back, and like there's so much like huge cultural shit that happened within like this 5-year span when we were all like super open to that stuff. But it wasn't like things that came and went. It's all like this massive stuff that's still going to this day. Like Pokemon's still the biggest media franchise in the world. Harry Potter is troublesome, but they're still making shit and it's still making a ton of money and a bunch of people still love it. So I don't know, just like was thinking about that as Harry Potter came up and, you know, Jurassic Park earlier. And then of course, Pokemon, because it's my number one. But yeah, I wanted to be a Pokemon trainer more than anything.
That's a really cool point. Like I'm not one of those people that says like, oh, I grew up in the 90s, which blah, but like straight up, dude. And we can all say like the 90s fucking ruled, right? Like everything was
cool. Yeah.
We did some cool shit. And it's not just like that. That's like, you know, around that time is when Star Wars not only like remade the original trilogy, but then started coming out with episodes 1, 2, and 3 too. Like you're right. The weird thing about today and having the internet and so many streaming services and like so many executives taking, you know, being so much more careful about how they spend their money. Like you don't get like really big franchises anymore unless they are one of these things. Like, you know, you said Pokemon. I was thinking like Dragon Ball Z. Like that was a really interesting time to intake anime before anime was all over the fucking place. Like this just wasn't something that you saw all the time. I'm going back to your answer because I'm tired of talking, but this is a great answer. I love engrossing yourself in a fictional world and wanting to be a character in it. Much like, you know, like you said about Harry Potter, I think this is a quintessential type of answer for this podcast. So I really like it. Good answer.
Yeah. And again, like I'm sure that other generations, people that grew up in the 80s or kids now, they have their own version of that. But I just feel like so many giant things hit right when we were the perfect age for it. Like someone who's 10 years old today would be probably in, you know, when they're adults later looking back would be like, oh yeah, Roblox was fucking huge, right? Or Fortnite or something like that. Like,
that was so, Nintendo for us. That was PlayStation for us.
Yeah, they've got their stuff, of course, but like, I don't know. I think about like all of these huge franchises and they all hit right when I was like 10, 11, 12 years old.
They did. They hooked us for decades.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
I think that's a couple of like parts to that. Cause I think the first one is like just how that feels. Like I do remember being like 6 years old and like the first time like you got to watch like Power Rangers on TV, because like there was time before Power, like that was just a brand new thing and you're like, holy shit. And then like later on you realize like that's an entire like genre of like TV show that you just got introduced to like out of the blue, and like you're 6 years old, like the next day everyone is at school like playing Power Rangers, like, and like you, like Aaron said, like, and like there was like no one knew what the fuck anime was before like Toonami and like Dragon Ball Z. So that was all like we were that generation that first got exposure to so much of that stuff. And I think the second part to that is like you grew up in a, like we can remember before the internet was a thing. And I think that that's a big part of it too. Like there wasn't this like huge dissemination of like information, like everything, like now everything is like niche and like everything is accessible to everybody. Like for a while it was like, yeah, you can watch anime on like Saturday on Cartoon Network for like 2 hours, like, and that's all you know about it. Like, you know, even before the internet was like that popular, you're like, you don't know what it is, you don't know all the history, like you don't know that there's like shows coming out or more shows. Like it's just this like weird thing on Saturday morning, like you, so I think it was easy to like build upon that and like make fan bases, and it's held so dear to people our age. Just all those things, Harry Potter, Star Wars, like all that stuff. Like now it's just, it's so corporatized and they give you so much content. But I think that's part of it too. There was like just less content. Like it was just felt more special.
Less competition. Like make no mistake, Pokemon was like ultra corporatized from the very fucking beginning.
Sure.
But yeah, there was just less stuff. So it'd be like, I think it's pretty rare for something to have the type of impact that Harry Potter or Pokemon would have now, because it would just be like, it would be like this thing, and then it would get kind of big, and then they would put it in Fortnite, because that's like the logical end state for all media now, is to go into Fortnite. So
yeah. Or Mortal Kombat. I swear to God, dude, I see nonstop clips of like, they just keep making more downloadable characters in Mortal Kombat. It's just like, it's like Batman and Robin, and then like Scooby-Doo and like Ninja Turtle. Like, it's just like any character they just like put in Mortal Kombat, and then they just have these gruesome fatalities. It's awesome.
First off, I will never play the new, but that Mortal Kombat game looks so fucking sick, dude. And it's also very funny because I love Fortnite so much, and I'll always get like excited. Like, they did like a Dragon Ball Z like theme like a couple of months ago, and I was just like, holy shit, I can play Fortnite as Piccolo.
Yeah, exactly. You can play as Piccolo, and you can kill Peter Griffin. Like, that's, dude, hilarious.
And like, you know, when you land on the map, you get to pick what thing you're like gliding down on when you land. And one of them is the Nimbus cloud. So you can just like jump out of a plane, jump onto a Nimbus cloud, and just soar down. Like, I love Fortnite. I think it is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, dude, fan. I'm sure it's great. I'll just never play it,
you're
with
right.
you.
So, yeah, you don't like it. But all, you're right, all things end there. The minute I was like, I'm tired of Family Guy for it, I was like, seems like we need a Family Guy.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that happened, and everything's like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, Family Guy. Remember Family Guy? That was funny.
Why is Peter Griffin so ripped?
Yeah, yeah. All right. So let's keep this moving. My number one was to be a Pokemon trainer, and eventually, of course, to be a Pokemon master, which I kind of was. I got all the Pokemon in Red and Blue, and then also in Gold and Silver. So I was a Pokemon master. I had my day in the sun. All right, Aaron, what's your number one?
And you also trade those squirrels to bite people at your command.
That's true.
So my number one was also said by Bloodbath early in the episode. He actually used it as the example for what I wanted to be when I went to college. My number one is I wanted to be a marine biologist. That is not a secret of mine. I love the ocean from the minute that, like, and I don't know if a part of it is like growing up in Ohio and not being around these things. I'm also a pretty big fan of freshwater fish and areas and wildlife. I don't know if you knew this about me, but I'm also a pretty big freshwater guy. But I loved the ocean. I loved marine life. I was obsessed with that whole thing for basically the entirety of my life. Like, from the minute I was a little kid, I knew it was like, you know, like one thing I really wanted to be was like Jack Hanna and do like what Jack Hanna did. I thought that was really, really cool. But like specifically like something that had to do with the ocean. I loved it. I loved all of those things. Even to the extent that I applied to Coastal Carolina, which is a reason I still like that football team to this day, but because it had the number one marine biology program in North Carolina, and my aunt lived close enough to it where I could commute, I got in, and tuition was in 2006, like $30,000 a year out of state. And I was like, well, this ain't happened. I ain't going to do that. So, but like it leaked into college for me. Like when I initially went to Ohio University, I applied as a marine sciences major, and I knew I almost failed out my freshman year, like immediately, because of the amount of classes
of drugs?
I had. No, drugs are great. They've always made my life better, but because of the amount of fucking, like the workload to be that, it's like I said earlier, like it's a lot more math than I ever wanted to do. Like, I was like, oh, I got a B- in science all of high school, I could do science. Or hey, I got a fucking C+ in math all through high school, like I could do a lot of math. Hey, I literally changed my major to English, and that is the only reason I didn't get kicked out of OU, was because I raised my GPA enough to where they didn't kick me out. Like, I really wanted to be a marine biologist. I really wanted to work with fish. You know, there's the term, it's like an ichthyologist, like somebody who studies fish specifically, that I really wanted to do. But one, it's not practical. Most people who do marine biology, they just like, measure like pH levels in water and like study waves and dumb shit. I'm going to stop right now. I was obsessed with the ocean. I loved it. I wanted to be a marine biologist. I wanted to work with the ocean and work with
an evil marine biologist.
No, I would be the nicest. I'd find a coelacanth, right? And I would just treat it as if it were my own child. Like I was really, really into like ocean life and ocean biology and all of those things. And once I went to college, I was just like, dude, the workload for a job that probably wouldn't be what I imagined it was. That's when the dream ended. So I'm going to stop. I've talked long enough. Number one, marine biologist. Not even close.
What's funny is the job would be measuring pH levels, and I feel like Aaron's destroyed a lot of pH levels in his day.
If that's a reference to me crushing puss, you are totally right, Blubbat.
I also thought it was funny that, like, I've only seen the job marine biologist two times brought up in my life. The first time was from you talking about it, Aaron. And the other time is when it happened on Seinfeld, when George pretended that he's a marine biologist and there's a beached whale or some shit. It was a very funny episode.
That's one of six episodes I remember.
Moment, I was a marine biologist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The only two times anyone has ever said I've heard the words marine biologist said out loud is that Seinfeld episode and talking to you.
I love the ocean, man. I wanted to study manatees. That was going to be my specialty. Like, you know, I wanted to go to Crystal River in Florida and watch their, you know, migration habits. I was literally like, dude, when I was a little kid, like when I would go out to places, like I wouldn't be like, oh, buy me this action figure. Oh, buy me this. I would go to the book section. I'd be like, hey, this magazine has six pictures of turtles. Will you buy me this? Like I literally was. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And then one day, it's not like my limitations. Like, I could have taken all that math. I could have taken all that science. But, like, at that point in my life, I was just like, I don't want to do fucking shit. Like, fuck your math, dude. I didn't even take a fourth year in high school. That's why I didn't get into Ohio State. They were like, you didn't take 4 years of high school. And I was like, all right, peace, bitch. I'm going south. But, like, still, marine biology. It's all I gave a shit about. And it was like literally from like age 5 to the end of my freshman year in college.
All right.
Very good.
Well, yeah. Number two or number one for Aaron to be a marine biologist and help get golf balls out of blowholes.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Alan, number one. Alan's frying dead. Tomatoes again.
An evil silence?
No, dude. Come on, man.
All right, I hope he's jacking off. He's
I'm not jacking off. I was jacking off. Not
yeah, I was like, jacking off. Will you?
No. Give me 15 minutes. Okay. My number one, right? That's where we are?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm deeply involved in kettle corn right now. My number one is, I think, also Dave's number one, Pokemon Master. Is that right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Pokemon Master. How in the world is anyone's answer anything other than Pokemon Master? You live in a world where your job could just be walking around picking stuff up off the ground and selling it at the Pokemon Mart. I mean, you can make a fine living doing that and just avoid going in the tall grass. There are only like 400 people in the entire world. I don't know what happened or why it is that way, but there was a war
before the games, Alan. There was a war.
Oh, is that canon?
It was, dude. Lieutenant Surge talks about it when you fight him in the gym. There was a Pokemon war.
Wow. Was he, so he was a good guy then, I guess? Because he's still alive. Oh, no,
dude. Lieutenant Surge, big war criminal, I'm sure.
War criminal. Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Must have been smart. One of the smart war criminals. They usually let them do okay.
Yeah. He's a war criminal from the winning side. He's fine.
They write the history, man.
Cool. But Pokemon Master or Trainer in general, or just, you know, owner like a pet. I didn't throw Pokeballs at my dog, Dave. I thought that was, you know, kind of a dick move. Throw them at your cat, you know.
You, Bill?
Cat, I couldn't find that cat, man. I didn't know where that cat was.
Cats are hard to hit.
That's just factual. So, okay. So, Pokemon Master, now that two people have said it, could have been a Michael Bumpus. So, let's say you're a Pokemon Master, right? You're starting off like Ash. You get to choose one. The original 151, you get to choose. Who's your Pokemon? I'm taking a Marowak right off rip. That's my companion. What about you guys?
I think I'd still pick a Charmander, even given the whole roster. I mean, like, if you go for world domination, you choose Mewtwo or something. But yeah, I'd still take Charmander.
Wait, so we have the entire 151? Like, it's not like your starter, like
Charmander, 151.
All the stars were okay. Actually a good question.
I'll tell you this right now. I definitely don't remember what my number one Pokemon was when we did that top three like 2 years ago or something. So I'm going to go with Charmander.
I know mine was Barrelhawk because it's the best.
Dragonite. You can fly and you get Hyper Beam. And so like
right off rip.
I'm going to blow your house up 100%.
You're gonna blow right through Brock.
You're not gonna be able to blow my house up because Charmander accidentally burned my house down 2 weeks ago.
I guess I would definitely say I don't know, man. Bulbasaur. Get a Venusaur out of it in the end.
Yeah. Start a garden.
Yep.
Grow good some answer. Onions. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
No, man, I mean, like, I accidentally burned my house down. Alan's on a warpath. Bloodbath's, like, planting apple trees and shit. He's chilling.
My Pokemon is just doing karate in the backyard while I play Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
it's just meditating.
Yeah, just hitting a tree with its bone.
Yeah, just headbutting stuff. Yeah, love a good Marowak.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, Alan's number one, the correct answer to be a Pokemon Master. So, Bloodbath, what was your number one childhood dream?
All right, my number one childhood dream was to be Batman.
Mm.
Good answer.
However, since I said Spider-Man, I will augment that a little bit and say that my number one was to be...
Evil Batman?
Number one was probably be a writer. I definitely really enjoyed doing that throughout junior high and high school, and I kept up with that for a little bit in college. I wanted to do journalism when I went to college, and then it kind of changed a little bit after I found out like they legit just don't make money. Now I wish I would have stuck with it a little bit because I feel like blogs and like social media, YouTube, like Reddit, Substack stuff, like I could have like done a little bit more with it. But yeah, like I don't know, I always like telling stories and there's something, there's a real validation you get when someone can connect with a piece of art that you make, whether that's like something visual or a story or an idea or performance. I always really appreciated that. I like that a lot. I got a lot out of that. So I wish that was definitely what I wanted to do for a long time. I don't know, just kind of fell by the wayside a little bit. It's like anything I think we talked about a couple times. Like there's a lot of things you wanted to do that, you know, obviously Pokemon Master was going to be difficult, but like biologist or marine biologist or writer, like it all, like it's the real world, but like the practicality as you like get older, it's hard to maintain and it's easy to like compromise or sort of go in a different direction. So yeah, I don't know, it's interesting. That was definitely something I really wanted to do.
Yeah, and I don't think that part of you ever leaves either. Like, if you are like, if you have this like innate sense, like if you yearn to create, or you know, yearn to have like your thoughts like heard and potentially appreciated, dude. Like the older I wanted to be a writer forever. I thought being an author would be really cool, and I even went to the extent where I wrote a musical. Man, like, you know what I mean? Because I felt like I had to get that part of me out. Bloodbath just recently started doing a blog, and I think that's a very healthy idea. It's the same like a vein of like having a journal or just something where you can express your thought onto a piece of paper regardless of what it is, but like potentially reaching out to somebody. I don't think that part ever leaves you. Like, if you are a creator, if you are a writer, if you have a story to tell, whether or not like one, you're able to do it, or two, able to like reach a broad audience with that, like that never ever leaves you. You will be thinking about stuff to put onto paper until you die, you know? So I didn't really want to be like a creator kind of when I was like a little kid. So I couldn't put like I wanted to write a musical or whatever on my list, but I do understand that like when you're at like a, when you're under the age of 18, when you're younger and like just having thoughts you need to get out, I completely understand also wanting to make money off of it. So I do like this answer, Bloodbath. And I really feel it's like one of those answers that comes from a deeper place because it never leaves you.
Yeah. I think it's one of those things too. Again, I think it's slightly more common to like our generation. There's a lot of, with a lot of different occupations or jobs, I guess, as you get older. But I think we grew up like there, it was easy to like romanticize things a lot, especially creative endeavors. Like, I think when someone's like, oh, I kind of want to be a writer, at that point in time, it was easy to look at like people like Jack Kerouac or like Hunter S. Thompson or like, you know, Ernest Hemingway, like these people that are they're larger than life characters and personalities, and it's easy to romanticize them. And then the reality is like writing is very much a job if that's something you want to pursue, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of boring work at times. It's a lot of tedious work, and it's a lot
totally
of not always purely creative endeavors. Like sometimes, you know, if you really want to make a career out of that, it's a lot of, you know, blogging or writing articles about things or writing for other people or writing notes or comedy routines for people. Like it's not always something you want to do from a purely creative standpoint. And sometimes I think that, especially for people our age, like there's a lot of romanticism about like, or, you know, whatever, actor, musician.
Well, it's like, what it is to be a create, like make money being a creative person. Yeah, a working person. Yeah.
Yeah. Like not everyone that like writes a book is this literary hero or figure or this pop culture icon. A lot of times they're just people who wrote a book.
It's Alan.
They made a couple thousand dollars and they have to like work two jobs still to support themselves. Like it's
correct, man.
Yeah.
It's in you hit it on the head, and we can stop here, I promise. But like you hit it on the head, at some point you just realize like this isn't a feasible dream if I don't want to be homeless. Like, and that's the answer right there.
You can be a writer and do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
I mean, like I write for a living. There's no reason why I couldn't be an author. I just don't like writing. So that's why I make someone pay me to do it by the hour.
No, like, you can't say, you know, like I write legal documentation. I could clearly be Stephen King. That doesn't make any sense. That's not how that works.
But what I also said is that you can write for a living, but you can't make a living doing it. Like you, sure. There are a thousand. I mean, like a bunch of people out there that have two jobs. I mean, that work in an industry and then do other things as gig work. You know, I mean, writing is no different than that. Just like you were talking about, Bloodbath has a blog, right? I mean, that is an avenue, you know, for expression, certainly, but it can also be an avenue. People make money doing things like that. you know, it's like a, it's a thing.
Well, I think it's, I think it's an avenue, and I think it's something, you know, if I made, you know, if I made $100 in a year just writing blog, my blog or newsletter, like just a journal about like what's going on with me, like I would be ecstatic. Like I that would be enough for me. I'm like, I don't even need to make the $100. Right. Just putting it out there is enough. But I'm just saying, I agree with what you're saying. And I think, so maybe, I guess the answer would be like, maybe when I was younger, the idea was that I wanted to be a writer and be like seen as one of those like famous literary icons, when in reality it's like, oh, I'm happy if I can just like write, you know,
that's
2,000 word blog and have everybody read it.
That's Bloodbath's shortstop for his favorite baseball team.
Oh damn, yeah, you're right. And you know, you can ask Dave. Like Dave does these, Dave does Tales from the Backlog, and he does this podcast, and he has his own Patreon. And I guarantee you, this is not something that Dave talks about, but like it's got to be like sort of self-validating that like you are doing something creative, you are, you know, making money for it, like people appreciate it. Like, you know, it's just one of those things where like if you want to be that kind of person, like you really have to put in the work, you know. It's exactly like you have to put in the work. It's a job.
Yeah, it is. It's a ton of work. But it does start from that place Bloodbath was talking about, where it's like when I first started the Patreon for the podcasts, and the Patreon was originally just for Tales from the Backlog. I started it with just like, hey, if I can make back the amount of money it takes to run the podcast, then that would be a success. But it's gotten a little bit bigger than that. Like it's not huge by any means. But like it starts from that, like that small scale where it's just like, well, I want to do this anyway, you know, which is, I think, what Bloodbath was talking about. But, you know, you would contrast that with like your little kid dream, like the topic of this episode, where you would, you know, maybe a kid today would be like, I want to be, who's a really popular podcaster that like, I want to be like Mark Maron or someone, like that's their job. Like that's what they do. And then you have to obviously like, you come back down to earth once you figure out like what it's all about. You know, if you're not already famous when you start doing something like that, it's going to be a lot slower. So. Yeah.
And you can't get famous without going through like the shit, even in, like even when it's not paying you. It's a full-time plus overtime job.
Yeah, for sure. Like I spend like probably dozens of hours a week working on podcast stuff. So it's like it's legit a second job that I do for about $1.50 an hour. So. No,
and that's why I pay like the premium. I got the premium Patreon for this because I know Dave's putting in that work.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's gonna answer Bloodbath.
Yeah, good answer, Bloodbath. So that was our number ones, and we are going to get into our lightning round honorable mentions. And I'm going to bring us back into the little kid zone with my two honorable mentions. The first one, Bloodbath mentioned already, I wanted to be a Power Ranger. Specifically, I wanted to be the White Ranger. And the other one is I wanted to be a Super Saiyan so much that I actually, in my room, would try to summon, like, spirit attacks.
The
I
Kamehameha.
Would just focus all of my energy possible into the space between my palms and try to manifest energy in that form. I tried so hard.
I know.
Dude, if it worked, I would have blown the side of my house out. Sammy. Yeah.
I'm doing it in my hands right now, and I'm old, and I'm like, how long could I, like, because I'm putting all of my force into my fingers, and I'm like, dude, I just imagine my hands getting really red and shaking.
Yeah, you start sweating and shit, like you get a headache. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I tried really hard.
Go break your fingers for this.
I tried really hard. My hair never changed color, nothing.
No. You're already kind of blonde, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my honorable mentions. How about you, Aaron?
Well, I was actually very surprised this didn't come up. My first honorable mention is a Jedi. Like, you know, we forming the Kamehameha. How many times have you reached across the room to try and pull something to you? How many times have you done that in 2024? I know everybody's answer is more than one. And then the other thing I really wanted to do when I was a kid is I really wanted to make video games. I thought that would be cool to be like a programmer and have my own video game and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, those are my two. Jedi, video game maker.
Or how many times did you try to like open a door as you were walking toward it? You know?
I never did that. But I feel like my life just is worse because I never tried that.
Who knows? It might have worked.
There's always going to be one time when a ghost gets you, and then you think you're a Jedi until you're 11.
All right. Alan, honorable mentions.
Actually, I didn't write down any honorable mentions.
Off the cuff.
I think. So off rip, I probably like a worker at McDonald's.
I really like
the cheeseburgers and I really like the play place.
Employees get to play in the play place for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's what they do when they close down, right?
I like their cool uniforms.
Yeah. Great uniforms. When my brother and I were growing up, one of the toys we had was a little McDonald's window, right? And inside there was a little grill and a cash register, and you could make your McDonald's meal and hand it out the window, and they'd pay you the money and you put it in the cash register. You understand how commerce operates.
Mount Mama, Mississippi, take me home.
That is how the song goes.
That is exactly how the song goes.
And Bloodbath, honorable mentions.
Astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
Great answer.
Batman. Superman.
Blake
Captain
Man.
Planet.
The Flash.
music producer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Fair enough. I thought you were just going to keep listing superheroes, and I was down for that. All right. So let's get into our listener top threes for this episode. We have a lot in this episode. And I'll go ahead and get us started with Matt, aka Stormageddon, who's a patron from the Fun and Games podcast. Thank you, Matt. Their number three is Astronaut. Number two, Rockstar. Surprised that didn't really come up. Although I guess I didn't start listening to rock until like later. Number one, radio DJ. That's a great answer. I definitely remember wanting to be in control of a radio station.
It's always really nice when you throw the Michael Bumpus to me and I can do the radio DJ noises. So it's still fun today. Next up, we have Chris C., a patron, a former guest, I believe, from the Retro Hangover podcast. Number three, a doctor. Weird. Number two, an architect. I feel like that's more like a junior high dream job. Number one, musician. Yeah, that's two musicians in a row. We didn't even touch on that.
Yeah, not really.
Next up is Randall, patron of the podcast. Number three is Lego architect. I'm picturing like a scale model of Lego, right?
Yeah, that's what like we're talking people who make shit at like a Lego museum or something.
I love it. I love it, Randall. Number two, OG Power Ranger. Color my choice, I assume. Randall strikes me as a blue ranger.
I agree. He's
I can see that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Number one, Martian. He wanted to live on Mars.
Dude, Alien is such a good answer.
It's a very good answer. All right.
No, I mean, I assume he just means like he wanted to be like Matt Damon or something.
Yeah, but he wanted to live on Mars. He wanted to be human, but on Mars.
It's funnier if he wanted to be like Marvin the Martian.
Yeah, he would be an alien to the Martians.
Yeah.
Matt Damon.
He would be an alien to the Martians.
That's a good answer, Randall. There are no McDonald's on Mars for the people that are listening that don't know that. They don't have McDonald's, Randall. I don't know if you thought about that.
Worse than Mississippi.
All right. Next up, we have Doug, a Patreon from the Nostalgium Arcanum podcast. Number 3, astronomer. Number 2, cartoonist or animator. Number 1, impressionist, an evil impressionist, and honorable mention Donatello.
He means the painter. All impressionists are evil, Bloodbath.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually really like this list.
Yeah, I think astronomer is a great pick because like every kid looks through a telescope one time and is like, that's the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen. So I want to make this my life. And next up, we have Jeff, formerly Jerf, one of our patrons. Thank you, Jerf. I forgot about this one. Number 3 is a conquistador. It's pretty fucked up, Jerf. Number two is an actor. And number 1, paleontologist. Okay, Jerf, you're cool again.
Don't hold honesty against Jer. All right, just being honest.
No, I'm sure he saw a conquistador in a movie and was like, "Their hats are cool. I would like to be one of them."
Dude, I was just about to say, like, all he wanted was that pointy metal hat. That's very funny. I will say this: actor is a good answer. It's one I floated around for my list. Being an actor would be fucking sick. It's like playing shortstop for the Orioles, but you never tear your UCL. Next up, we have Chris N, my new nemesis and a patron. So, all right, you're cool. Number 3, a game designer, great answer. Number 2, an animator, great answer. I just read the honorable mention. Number 1, Batman, great answer. An honorable mention is Aaron's new dad. First off, I got to tell you, dude, if you're going to be my dad, you have to wipe my butt all of the time. So, you know, you can be, but I'm just so know you have.
Chris.
Yeah, and I'm telling you,
Julie's a wonderful woman.
I'm only going to eat. You can be my dad without fucking my mom, right? Like, that. There, you know, my stepdad exists. you just gotta touch my butthole. I'm telling you, dude. And I will let you just touch my butthole one time and I will let you be my dad. I promise. That's it. I think we live like 2.1 miles away from each other. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's set a date.
Damn, rough Jim Bird. I don't mean that. I love Jim.
Yeah, Jim's great. Shout out to Jim.
Next up is Darth Egg, a patron of our lovely podcast, whose number 3 is a pro soccer player. That's fair. Number 2, a cowboy.
Cowboy is a good answer.
I think it's a strange answer, guys. and number 1, a WWE wrestler. And that, I get that.
Oh yeah. That's a good answer. Yeah. If we had a different group on this podcast, WWE wrestler might have been Michael Bumpus.
I'm like, is Darth Egg Rat Boy? I don't know. By the way, I don't think did we talk about cowboys? Did we say
no,
that?
No. I don't think that's so. True.
Yeah.
I think like everyone, you know, you watch a Western like with your dad in like the middle of the day in the summertime, and you're like, yeah, being a cowboy would be cool. I could round up some cattle or something. I don't know. That's what cowboys do, right?
Oh, right. Penicillin doesn't exist. No, I'll be a marine biologist.
Yeah.
I like showers.
You know? Indoor plumbing.
City slickers, though. I did like city slickers.
All right. Next up, we have Snacktaku, a Patreon. Number 3, SWAT Cat, which is the Radical Squadron. That's pretty cool. Number 2, Transformer, specifically Autobot, to be precise. Number 1, Ninja Turtle, an evil Ninja Turtle.
I think Snacktaku had it all figured out. Like, all 3 just fictional characters. Hell yeah.
Raphael is the evil Ninja Turtle, right? Like, if you want to be Raphael, you suck, right?
I can't comment. I don't know anything about the Ninja Turtles.
Evil, right? I don't think that he's evil. He's definitely a dick, though.
Scott's a dick. Like, Raphael's a dick.
All right. Next up is Aaron from Superpod Saga. Aaron's number three is a cartoonist. Number two is an astronaut. And number one is a stuntman. And Aaron says he still wants to be a stuntman. That is a wild job to want to be. But once you figure out that there are people doing that in movies, it is pretty cool. You'd be like, I get to wear a wig that looks like Keanu Reeves and do front flips.
I've specifically been doing a run sit-up routine where I can look exactly like Keanu Reeves. All right, next up we have Nomad from the Retro Wildlands podcast. Running out of patrons, Nomad, not a great look. Number three is a radio DJ, which I accomplished for a little bit, exclamation point. Okay, send us a link. That's tight. Number two is a CIA agent, which is a great answer. I was just laughing at the word tight. And number one is a writer for a video games magazine like Nintendo Power. That's a really good answer I didn't think of, dude. Nintendo Power fucking ruled.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Also, I think, like, didn't most people watch some movie with, like, the CIA or the FBI and just see, like Tommy Lee Jones or something and be like, that looks like a cool job.
Well, dude, in that time, in like, they didn't, like, you had pagers, right? So you had to page somebody to send a message in the CIA. They just had to touch their ear, and it was there automatically.
That's cool, true. That's all you wanted. And to erase people's memory.
Oh, yeah, and those sunglasses. Yeah.
Oh, be a man in black. Yeah.
Oh, that was a great close answer. Enough. Yeah.
Close enough.
Next up, we have Adam, aka Desba, whose number three is a Pokemon master. Well, Adam, aka Desba, get in line. Number two, Power Ranger. Again, I assume my choice. Adam, aka Desma, strikes me as a Black Ranger.
I'm in.
All right. Woolly Mammoth it is. And number one, Spider-Man. Excellent. Again, very good choice. Yep. Agile.
Virile.
All right. Next up, we have Mikey Tabletop from the 0-2 Heroes podcast. Number three is an architect. Number two is an architect by the name of Art Vandelay, I'm sure. And number one is an architect. And I would like to think an evil architect of that.
He put this in notes, but he actually means the architect from the Matrix movies. So he is an evil architect.
Oh, the architect.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he meant.
Proper noun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One and three are the architect. Two is just an architect, though.
Yeah.
Technically the breakdown.
Yeah, he wanted to build some city's like fucking Capitol building or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the rest was controlling the Matrix.
He wanted to design the new Wendy's that's going in.
I'm going to change Wendy's forever.
Next up is Joe Decahedron, whose number three is paleontologist. Hell yeah. Number two is a priest.
And oh, yeah.
Number one is a tree. And I asked what kind of tree, and Joe Decahedron said a sycamore. Actually, Joe Decahedron said, when I was a kid, a sycamore. And then as an adult, they would have a different answer. But yeah, a tree. Hell yeah. That is exactly what I wanted from this topic. He's just standing out in the yard perfectly still with his arms out to the side.
Dude, so I had an aunt that believed in reincarnation, and I was like, well, if you're reincarnated, what would he be reincarnated as? And she was like, a peach tree. I was like, not another human. she also wanted to be a tree, but she was like 42. Next up, we have Thrack. From the 3DO Experience podcast. Number three, an actor. Great answer. Number two, a video game maker. Also a great answer. Number one, a pro wrestler. I don't know. I've seen a lot of very sad documentaries about pro wrestlers. I don't know.
Next up is Jay from the Super Bracket Brothers podcast. Bros. Podcast. Super Bracket Bros. Sorry.
Nailed
not
it.
Brothers. Bros. number three, astronomer. Telescopes and stuff. Number two, video game dev. Developer. Same thing as maker. Number one, creator and owner of Jurassic Park. I love that answer. It's a great answer. Mr. DNA laid it out right there. My child brain couldn't comprehend why nobody was doing it for real. It was just going to take time, Jay. It was just going to take time. There was going to be a boom in the future.
Like we said, all the scientists, they didn't know how to do it until Jurassic Park, the movie, came out. And they're like, oh, that's how you make dinosaurs.
That's how you make dino DNA.
All right. Next up, we have Rihanna with a number three that she did not answer. So, Rihanna, your number three is that you wanted to be Batgirl. Specifically, Batman the Animated Series Batgirl. So you want to be an animated character. Number two, Gandalf the Grey. And number one, an underground street racer like in the Fast and, like in Fast and the Furious 1. An evil underground street racer.
I think that's implied.
Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna say this. Bloodbath knows who this person is. He's close friends with her. Why are you pronouncing her name wrong? That makes no sense to me.
How do I pronounce it wrong?
You said Rihanna. It's Rihanna. That's her name, dude. You said Rihanna. You know this woman better than anybody on here does. I don't know. I just think that's so funny. Anyways, I also wanted to be a wizard. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I want to be Gandalf. Next up is Ryan, who did not write a number three. So Ryan wanted to be Buzz Lightyear for number three.
Great answer.
I mean, Buzz Lightyear is cool. Well, kind of. He's kind of a dick, but he's kind of cool too. Number two, a neonatologist. That's a weird dream job for like a six-year-old to have.
What is that? Somebody explain to me. I'm not going to pretend like I know. What is that?
That's cool. Yeah. Something to do with like helping unborn children, I think.
Seems noble. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what she wanted to do.
But she's using big words, and I take that as a sign of disrespect.
That's correct. Yeah, especially at 12:42 in the morning.
when she's six.
Yeah, for sure. Number one is a nurse. Cool.
All right, next up we have John from the Video Game Lounge podcast. Number three, pro baseball player. Get it. Number two, fireman. I get it. And number one, Jedi. Yeah, good list, John.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Next up is Gabriella, whose number three is ballet dancer. Number two is vet. And number one is astronaut. Gabriella's honorable mention is a bumblebee. I love Gabriella's list.
I love the honorable mention. That's great.
Because it's like, are you a bumblebee? Are you Bumblebee the Transformer? Are you the Bumblebee girl?
She's a Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm sure it was a Bumblebee. And I will say, she should definitely still be a vet because she knows more random information about animals than I would ever know in my life. And her mother informed me that the other honorable mention would have been a princess. She wanted to be a princess.
Don't ask us why Kenny wants to be a princess right now. Just kind of what he's doing.
All right. Next up, we have Abby. Number three, a singer, an evil singer. Number two, a beautician, an evil beautician. And number one, a Spice Girl. And here's the reality. All the Spice Girls are evil. So
that's true. But that's a very, very good answer.
A Spice Girl is a very good answer. Yeah. Agreed.
Absolutely. Next up, does anyone know how to say this person's name?
It's Nancy.
Nancy. All right. Nancy's number three. Are you fucking with me right now? Cause I'm running with it.
I don't know. She's not gonna listen. I don't know.
All right. Number three, animal rescue owner. Number two, Shiva. like the goddess Shiva.
she's really big into Final Fantasy, man.
Okay,
she
so the Final Fantasy know. Summon.
Yeah, Shiva. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
All right. And number one, a wild forest woman. Hell yeah, I support that.
Respect. next up we have Jade. Her number three was a trauma surgeon. Very weird thing to want to be before you're 10. Number two is a primary care physician. That one makes sense.
Hold on. Not a doctor. Not like a general doctor.
Not a doctor.
A primary care physician. I want to be. Primary care. Yeah.
I think primary care physician is like her secret code for I wanted to do PCP all the time. Terrible joke. this is bad. Aldo. I appreciate it. But Jade's number one is she wanted to be Missy Elliott, which I'm gonna tell you, I also want to be Missy Elliott. Good answer.
Yeah.
I hope Jade got to be Missy Elliott.
Yeah. I hope her dream came true. Yeah.
Next up is Megan, who's number three. Is Native American after watching Pocahontas.
That is maybe my favorite user or listener answer in all of Top 3. I was like, if they got it, ain't me doing this one. That's so funny.
No, I get it.
You're a little kid. You don't know any better.
Yeah, you pay with all the voices of the battle. I don't know the words. You don't care. Oh, God, that's very funny,
yeah. Number two, a spy after watching Harriet the Spy.
That's a good answer.
Great answer. Number one, archaeologist or Egyptologist. Thanks a lot, Brendan Fraser. The Mummy. Great movie. Yep.
Blast of the Past. Blaster of the Past also good. I'm crying, dude, for real. Like, I'm like, I need to put some, find some, all I got's a sock to pat my eyes out with. I'm like, a shit, I guess I'll use my shirt. Fuck.
All right, next up we got Tony, who wanted to be a firefighter, an astronaut, or a garbage man. The trucks are very cool. An evil garbage man, Tony?
No such thing, Bloodbath.
Did you guys have a phase when you were a little kid where you just thought like big vehicles were the coolest thing ever? Like,
no.
You see like a backhoe and you're just like transfixed by it?
No, I like A-wings, dude. Like, no, I am not transfixed. You know, I'm sure I thought giant loud things were cool, but I never had a point where I was like, I want to drive a monster truck. You know what
My
I mean?
My nephew is going to a monster truck rally. Next
hell
week.
Yeah,
they're yeah, cool.
He's gonna real. Be so fucking stoked,
isn't he? Isn't he like three?
Yeah, dude, yeah. No, he's not.
Yeah, that's
he
awesome.
He just loves big, loud things. He likes watching them drive by. He's gonna be so freaked out going close to them. Poor little sumbitch.
Gotta learn now, kid.
He's gonna have big over ear headphones and stuff. So
that's cool.
He'll be pretty jazzed seeing them. But
all right, well, next up is Jess, who wrote in an incomplete list, so I'm gonna have to help Jess out here. Jess's number three is that they wanted to be a dolphin, which is that's kind of cool. I could see that. You watch Flipper, you want to be a dolphin. I dig. Number two, Jess wanted to be a podcaster, which is weird because podcasts didn't exist when Jess was a kid. I'm kind of scared now. And number one, Jess says, I have a very vivid, I love this answer. I have a very vivid memory of waking my mom up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday when I was little to ask how to spell interior decorator because my Minnie Mouse activity book asked me what my dream job was. Very weird.
As good of an answer as any, almost as good as Bloodbath's guitar playing. Next up, we have... Next up, we have Danny. Danny, short and sweet, to the point. No list, but it says, at age two, my brother said he wanted to be a berry kick, as in, like, a singular piece of berry kick cereal. End quote.
Cool. Which is great.
Yeah, your brother sounds well-adjusted.
Delicious.
Yeah, let's get him on the podcast.
Yeah, your brother sounds great. Invite him over. Put salt on it. So we could eat him because he's delicious.
Salt?
Dude, I don't know. I just said a thing. Don't yell at
me. You salt your kicks, bro?
It's yeah, after dinner.
You're very dick.
He salts them.
First of all, I just said the first thing that came into my head.
You just salt and dry cereal? Complex,
I'm like,
you a weirdo?
I just now got a complex because I'm like,
this
oh,
is where, this is where we're drawing trail. The line.
Dude, come on, this is fucking top three after dark dog.
Yeah, dude, it's 1 a.m. right day. Now.
Don't yell at me.
All right. Somehow we need to make the clip art for this episode. Aaron eating cereal when salting it. Like some kind of artwork that conveys that.
Ooh. I'm still dying about the Native American answer. That's still got me.
Yeah, I think I read the rest of them. I think Megan wins just for that. That's the funniest answer I've seen in a long time.
Let's finish this up though. Megan, you win, but yeah. Like, all right, give the rest of the peons there.
Is it whoever's next? Is it my turn?
Oh yeah, it is.
I think it's.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up is Kate, no list. But wanted to say that I can't really remember for myself, but for a long time, Rocco wanted to be a trash truck, not a trash man, but a trash truck.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's her son. He wanted to be a truck. And I love that.
There's definitely a phase of life where kids don't recognize that people are in those big cars.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's a phase in little kids' lives when they don't realize that they are bound to their mortal flesh and they cannot become a trash truck. They have to stay human, at least until the technology catches up.
Yeah, the surgery isn't right. There yet.
Yeah,
it's as just a child, you don't realize that at some point you'll be able to get yourself into a trash truck, a self-driving trash truck. Yeah.
Yeah, but one of these days, you know, 30 years from now, Rocco is going to like finish the shift as a garbage truck driver and just kind of hang his hat and, you know, you just wonder like how it could have been if he could be the truck.
He looks at the truck and he just goes,
ah. No, see, then, like, that's what I'm saying. Someday we'll have like Neuralink and you'll just go and sit down in the office and Neuralink into the trash truck and drive around and pick shit up. Then you'll unlink and go home at the end of the day.
Dave just got done playing Cyberpunk. He's totally on board. He gets this.
Yeah, nothing right here. Nothing bad happens when you do that, for sure. No. Nothing bad.
Well, I'm not saying nothing bad will happen. I'm just saying it'll happen.
That's true, yeah.
All right, we got Nicholas, who was number 3, was an evil football player. Number 2, an evil basketball player. And number 1, an evil head coach of an evil NFL team.
Oh, he wants Mike to be Tomlin. Bill Belichick. Oh, damn, God, fuck, what? Bill Belichick's a much funnier spot to that. But yeah.
I go for honesty.
He wanted humor. An evil coach of an NFL team, so he wanted to be like Greg Williams or something.
Former Browns.
Love Greg Williams.
Yeah. All right. That was Bloodbath and not me.
Yeah, that was Bloodbath. Okay. Next up is Ratboy, who Ratboy tried to say the same answer for all three things, but Ratboy didn't give a complete list. So I gotta help Ratboy out here. So Ratboy's number 3 is he wanted to play for the New England Patriots. That was his childhood dream. Number 2,
Tom Brady.
Yeah, loves him. He wanted to be Tom Brady, even though Tom Brady was, you know, roughly the same age. Yeah, he wanted to be him. Knew he'd be great someday. Knew he'd never do anything wrong.
Big Michigan fan too.
Yeah. Ratboy's number 2 is he wanted to be a lawnmower, not the person mowing the lawn. He wanted to be the device. And number 1, Ratboy wanted to be a podcast host. Well, Ratboy, you succeeded in all three of those things. I'm proud of you, buddy.
All right. Next up, we have Craig, who also has an incomplete list. His number. This is so stupid. Craig's number three is he want to be Jared Kushner? That's really weird. That's super strange. Number two, he wanted to be a stalk of celery. Again, that's really weird. And number one, he wanted to be a podcast producer.
An evil podcast producer?
Yeah. I like how you didn't go into evil Jared Kushner. Dude, I don't know why that popped in my head. Bro, I'm cheesing right now. You can't invite Aaron Engel to Top 3 After Dark. I'm literally crying because I just need something out of Kushner's face. All right.
On Craig's body, but he's a piece of celery.
Stop.
Well,
this is over.
Yeah, glad that was the last one. So thank you for everybody who wrote in. Always a great time reading through those. I think that Megan wins for the Native American answer because that's easily like the funniest and dumbest answer. Like, it's just perfect, like little kid logic. I love it, Megan. Thank you. That's all of the listener top threes. Again, if you want to participate in future episodes, you can do that by joining our Discord server where the majority of these episodes came, or these top threes came from.
Do we have a topic for Discord next time?
Because if we do, there's an invite link down in the show notes. You can also look out for the prompts to go up on Facebook and Instagram. I've abandoned the top three Twitter page. You can go follow it if you want, but I don't post shit there anymore. I use the top three Twitter page to retweet.
We could.
I say that's our post. I say that's all I do with it. If we don't have a topic,
so yeah, Facebook and Instagram, or join the Discord server. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear your top threes
and do the podcast again.
I do not know what our topic is next time.
Sunday.
So for now, we'll see.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just come on in the Discord server or on social media and tell us if you missed your chance. Tell us what you wanted to be when you were a kid.
Want to do it Sunday? We'll just do that one.
Yeah. Talk about the episode. If you have
so
fun
sorry
with it,
about
you are more than welcome to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Addict.
I'm so sorry.
We've got another, again, always another boost the algorithm with somebody who searches top three discontinued dreams fast food items,
which I think is always been title this episode.
Something on our radar.
They'll help find this episode. There's a lot of people doing the same topics, as always.
So that's all for us. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Craig wants to be Jared Kushner.
Bye, everybody.